Yeah, that sounds like fun.
We're live. Take notes when Erica got nerfed.
Lasers. Lasers. Lasers.
Those medium lasers.
This is a grasshopper, so probably. I think it also.
It also
has some SRMs.
Where are you at with the emotional damage?
Emotional damage. It's been a long time since I did it. It's not as good as I used to.
He does it really well. It's a good bit.
We should all act like we don't know how to play D&D anymore.
I don't remember.
All right.
When last you met our heroes, Eric
pick up a D6.
Hilt.
I got killed.
Can I roll it?
You had to bring him back to
what
life.
What happened?
There's a lot of emotional damage. Power word kill happened, and our group shat ourselves.
Yeah, literally. That's all I have to say is I have nothing else to say.
Yeah, no, I didn't shit myself, but it would have been very complicated if that thing hadn't worked. So I'm glad he didn't die, or at least we brought him back.
He did die. We have
I got better.
Okay, look, I'm a priest of the god of death. It's very complicated. Death, undeath. It's malleable.
I was
okay.
The one sprinting with the body.
Yes,
undeath.
You were still back here.
Different things. No one understands what the difference between life and death is.
I did say I was glad that he was still alive when I saw he was alive. What more do you want? Okay, I mean, otherwise we would have had to keep.
This is all I expected.
All the good priests. They've got
souls. Cry over Marcus.
They know resurrection, true resurrection.
Not a single one of us has revivify. Not a one of us.
Well, we shouldn't. And
priests, great job. Everyone involved.
Thank you for bringing me back.
They put sunlight in his veins.
It was priests. It wasn't me. I was like, fucking do the job.
Just like hand them a priest, body. And I was like,
we have the strongest monks.
It's specifically offensive to me because I had spent so much money repairing our ship. And then any money that I might have been able to use to prepare myself for this battle, where again, I have 48 maximum hit points.
Okay,
any
but
money,
you,
which
you
I could
keep
have
mentioning spent, hit points. The guy literally said die, and then Marcus died. Okay,
hit if points. If I had 100 hit points, he couldn't have died him. There you go.
I don't think you understand. He cast the spell on Marcus, killing Marcus, not you, killing
yeah,
you.
Have more than 100. Marcus, do you have 100 hit points?
Yes. No, I have 6.
You sound like a certain type of person saying, this cost me a lot of money, and it could have been me.
What does hit points have to do with power word kill? I don't really understand what we're even talking about.
Spells only work
on people. If you have under a certain number of hit points.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, yeah. Well, let's get more hit points
That's
then.
Bullshit. You've been playing D&D since 1922. It's just the single D.
I'm gonna roll my D20 that, oh shit, I can't even think of a name of a writer right now.
Like that line or whatever when the dude was like, you're gonna sit here and tell me I'm wrong? She came down in a bubble, bro. Like, but
we're
like, turn it inward, man.
We're in the east, bro.
And he's like,
I'm not her sister. A witch! You're gonna tell me I'm wrong?
It's her sister!
Grow up, bro! Grow up!
Holy shit.
Yeah, sorry, let me just read you the specific language. If you you utter
fine.
A word of power that can compel one creature.
A word of power.
It doesn't matter. There's no way any of us can gain 50 extra hit points before the next adventure.
100 hit points or fewer, it dies. Otherwise, the spell has no effect.
I have
that is it!
I'm not even
one
look
question.
If you can, yes. Please go ahead.
Do you guys want to get to the final battle tonight? Or
no,
just,
we're not going
to
get there.
Are you kidding? Are you
kidding?
I guarantee you when we get to the final battle, we're not going to get it done in like 2 sessions. It's going to take fucking long. Like,
Harcroft Road.
I'll get things going.
Harcroft Road. Two rounds of combat. Watch Leafs lose or watch Dave kill everyone.
Not tonight though. So watch the Leafs.
Is there a difference though?
Yeah.
Why not both?
Why not?
The Leafs are up 2-0, which means they'll be down 4-2 in about 10 minutes.
For every
team.
Goal the Panthers score, I kill a player.
Oh,
not a character, a player.
Wow.
Ouch.
You have to find
ice stakes.
So everyone's like, ooh.
You're against the Florida Panthers. I'm not fucking afraid. You have to find me first.
Bad news for you. Despite being a state that has no natural way of forming ice, they have a really good team.
Whenever it's a southern team that's trying hockey, I'm like,
Yeah, because those southern teams are full of Canadians trying to get away from the ice and the snow. The Tampa Bay Lightning won all their Stanley Cups, they were the most Canadian teams in the league except for like 1 year. They had like, they were like 80% Canadian the first year they won the cup. Their fucking captain's a Canadian. Like,
less than 10 minutes left, Harcroft said. That's a lot of minutes for them to choke.
Florida is a hot mess. U.S. itself is a hot mess, so.
It's not great down there, babes. How you doing?
Here's a funny game.
Like, I'm working on myself. Type in your birthday
and Florida man to find out what your particular.
Oh God, I will not.
Actually, I should have looked that up. Anyway, all right. David, describe our arrival in Waterdeep. Let's see what happens.
You arrive in Waterdeep.
Is it not a smoking crater? That's all I want
to
know.
Water is pretty deep.
If Waterdeep was destroyed, you guys would be in so much more trouble than fucking devils in the north.
At that point,
fucking Waterdeep was destroyed.
At that point, we get a spelljammer and we go to Dark Sun. It's very simple, right?
I'm not the word. You want to talk to Rark about Dark Sun? I'm trying to get him to run a Dark Sun game.
Maybe not run it. I've never played Mad Max D&D. Yeah, well, I've only ever listened to one podcast play Dark Sun.
The Penny Arcade Dark Sun game is really good, actually, from like 2009. It's good.
Total Party Kill. Their original campaign was the Dark Sun campaign. Yeah.
Our next group
keep teaching David
TV.
Tricks. Okay.
Can I just tell you that on my birthday, Florida man was killed by the most dangerous bird.
A cassowary?
Nice. Nice.
He was killed by a cassowary? What did the cassowary do?
I don't know.
What did he do to the cassowary? I think is the more important
thing. The man was feeding the bird.
But he wasn't supposed to.
You guys want to know what Florida man did on my birthday?
No. Yeah, I do.
Yes, please.
I just read it. A man who wanted to buy beer attacked the gas station employee with a hot dog and a corn stick.
Okay, all right, here's mine.
Florida man loses wallet in Hooters, blames tots for distracting him.
Nice. Okay. Mine is Florida man who tossed alligator through drive-thru window, ordered to stay away from Wendy's.
Jesus.
You know what? I agree. The top answer for mine is just very sad, so I don't think I want to read it.
Okay, but there's got to be more than one, so.
So I'm going to tell you right now, the top six answers are Florida man charged in women's death.
Not good.
I want to be clear, they're all different years, but one of them
Somehow
the same woman.
Double jeopardy.
I was saying about the death and the undeath thing. It's not straightforward. It's not a straight line.
But there's one little glistening darkness. Florida man arrested after attacking daughter with pizza after she didn't want to eat with him. So
you don't want to eat with me? A little pizza.
Harcroft just said, and now it's 2-1.
We gotta stop reading Florida Man stories. We need to
give Harcroft a bit more of a distraction. Somehow we have to get killed within the gates of Waterdeep. All right, so just let's get this.
It won't be difficult. We're about to find out whether or not you still have any pull, or
Book of Vile Darkness,
or if
pull. I never had any pull.
Let's see if you still have any pull with your political, or if the politics have turned so wildly against your family that you.
Seeing as my entire family is dead and my manor is empty and has been since who knows when, probably not.
I have a question.
You're a spooky boy.
After my death and on the on the way up, did I take a long rest so I can heal?
After your death, do you guys know you're like airship wise? You're like two, or I think it was like 3 hours away from Waterdeep.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember.
We definitely started journeying stupidly fast.
Okay, I need to rest though. Probably.
Aren't you like the bosun or something? What's your job on the ship?
I don't recall.
I'm the guy who I'm the guy who pilots the ship.
Level six, nothing. Right? 48's too low.
No, you're an artificer.
Okay.
What's your con?
How many hit points do I have? I got 51.
I have 51 as well.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, guys... buddy.
That also sounds like they just rolled better than you.
That does sound accurate based on every game.
Or did D&D
BF
roll better for me?
They're all both D10s, and you're probably a D8 at best.
Yeah, I've got 41, so...
Oof. And Steve just rolled poorly because he's
just Steve.
I can't even see my hit dice on this. Where are the hit dice?
That's not how that works, unfortunately.
For D8s? To tell me what my D8 is?
The whole like hit point management system on D&D Beyond is a little messy, so I wouldn't mess with it. You might end up losing all your
hit points.
It's
only been out for like 7 years.
It doesn't track it that way. That's the problem. It's not meant to, so you're not going to be able to find it. Anyway. We enter the city. I presume its gates open.
You are greeted by the illustrious Griffin Cavalry.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
You're a flying vessel, so they're going to send big old burbs.
Love the Griffins.
Like, state your business in the grand city of Waterdeep.
We from here.
No, I'm from here.
We're going home.
You're the party of from here.
Yeah.
At least it's not solo. It could be worse.
H from here.
We're from here. We're going home. What are you doing here?
From here.
No.
Just
my name is Derelith Fowl.
Han
of the House of Fel. I've returned. Yeah. I wish to speak with the Church of Kalembor on official business.
I don't know who the Fells are, but
that's because they've fallen.
Dude, you can't say that.
Hey, we are the delegates.
How long before I learn power word kill?
My boy, you look like you've seen death itself.
He has!
I'm surrounded by morons.
Perhaps now is not the best time for such terrible jokes.
No.
I mean,
where do we park the airship?
This has to be very jarring for anybody who is watching on YouTube later the previous episode, which was devastating, and then us coming back and being like, oh, let's D&D.
Like for us, like six weeks later or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think it's 2 months.
I think it's three months.
Yeah, it's at least 2 months. It might be three. Anyway, we just need to know where to park the airship, and we can file any papers or any identity when we land, if that's okay.
Why do we need papers? I'm sorry. The government.
I don't know
control?
How airships work. Okay.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm doing this.
Do you want magic. The code legal of Waterdeep?
No, not really.
Wait, what?
Okay,
I just want to park.
There's like a proper like set of rules, like laws in Waterdeep.
Oh wait, is it in like a book?
No.
I was gonna say Bambi loves a book.
You just like tell me?
There's a thing called the Code Legal, and it just explains
maritime
like the punishment
law
for
and
crimes.
Maritime law.
Oh, where is it?
Like up here?
Of the courts. You could
and, like on some scrolls sometimes.
Are you gonna come with us so that way you can sort of like tell me about it? Because it seems like it would take a while. Like you have to have like more than one.
Okay, I lean in between and I say this could take a while. Just tell us where to park, and I will.
If we well, can you
find
can
a copy
you can,
of the rules
you
for
can
her.
Leave it out here, or see about docking it at the regular docks. We don't have airship.
But you don't have
fair enough.
And I just turn the wheel and I what's fly the, up over the wall.
What's the thing called? Like, a carriage in a carriage house. Like porting or.
A port, still a port. That is also a port.
Fair enough. Air captain, we will go to the regular.
One might call
you
it
for
an
your
airport.
Help.
A what?
We
perhaps
I turn
some
sort
of pro plane.
I just turned
where
the
they
ship away.
The
I'll be back to get the book about the codes.
It's not a book. The Code Legal is just like a pretty simple document that basically says if you commit any of these things, here are the the options for punishment as decreed by a masked lord.
Burning bush.
So basically, if you cause some shit in Waterdeep, they arrest you, and then they call a masked lord, because there's a bunch of them, So it's anonymous. Yeah. They come wearing special like robes that all look the same and mask people's voices and all kinds of stuff. And then they're like,
what seems to be the problem here?
And then they judge whether or not you've broken the law. And then they, you know.
They change from Mexican to British.
It's like soldier. V for Vendetta.
No, the V for Vendetta would be cooler. That'd be more like he'd be rhyming cool. And.
Like you fucked up the Vox Populi. That's the only
code, legal code they have, it seems.
It's the code legal. It's a totally different thing.
We parked the boat.
It's not like the code legal code.
Why don't we just park it over your house? Let's just fly it over the walls and park it on your house.
That's not allowed in the code legal.
It's quite possible that you can't. It's quite possible that the airship can't fly into the city due to the mythalar.
Yeah, that thing. It's in the code legal.
I want to roll our kind of check to guess if whether or not we'd be able to do that.
You have no idea.
I'm the pilot. I'm moving the ship to the sea docks while this is going on. All right.
Okay.
Damn it. Maybe we have any fun.
Land it in the water.
And if anyone asks,
done it before.
I don't know any of you.
It's true. You're muted. Why are you muted? Eh? Yeah. Why
what? Really? Muted? Wait.
No.
It's just a habit. I mute myself when I'm not talking.
Oh, okay.
Like classes. I don't know.
All right.
Listen, you guys have been gone for so long.
I know.
You park your ship. You dock your ship in the docks, which means you are now entering Dock Ward. Waterdeep. There's a bunch of places in Waterdeep, including the Dock Ward.
So many wards.
Is there a picture?
And the
Castle Ward.
So many wards.
Is there a picture of Waterdeep? Yes. Can I find a picture of Waterdeep? Probably.
But you don't want us to, I understand.
Well, no, we'll just start pointing at buildings, and then we'll be like, what's that? Let's go there.
Pick every single shop.
Yeah, that's precisely what I would do. Yeah.
This is a shopping episode, y'all.
Yeah.
Where's my map?
It is a shopping episode of the stream.
Why wouldn't we enjoy it?
Assuming nothing untoward happens to the parking, I guess we'll pay whatever fees to have it secured, and then I guess we will go where we would need to go. I am going to go straight to the Church of Kalembor, but you guys can do whatever. I don't know that what I'm doing is going to be that exciting. So
I am. So while you do that, I would like to go to old Zoblobs.
Because we have
Loblobs. You just wanted to say that, so that's I understand that.
Loblobs, Loblobs.
Exactly.
Bob Zoblob?
Bob Loblob.
It's the only Bob Loblob that I'm interested in.
Love it. Maritime Bob Loblob?
Maritime. Under maritime law, it's loading.
Always money in the banana stand.
You burned down the banana stand? There was money in there!
Money in the banana stand.
It'll load eventually.
Could it cost $10?
It's a banana, Michael.
Too good.
How much could it cost? You still have Melagost ring?
Melagost ring.
We got Melagost ring into your inventory.
Is this ever gonna load?
I believe so, according to my calculation.
I'm dumb. I loaded it as the wrong thing. I made it a token instead of a map. Okay. Gotta be a map.
Actually, I don't have Melagost's ring.
Oh, okay.
On the map. Pass the ring. Let's look. Black Wolf's Talisman, Bracers of Defense, and Corpse Slayer Dagger. Corpse Slayer, I hardly know.
This was the ring that I gave you last session.
Hey, okay, wait. You didn't actually give me... Was this the ring you made, or...?
Yeah, but I can't give it to you because D&D Beyond is stupid.
Okay, you actually hadn't given it to me yet, so that was the thing.
Oh, I thought I had.
No. I had like a whole thing worked up in my brain. Oh. So I'm going to, as per romantic comedy rules, leave before she can give it to me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's how it happened. I forgot.
Probably would have saved my
life,
too.
Remember when I hit on the bad guy and then we left and I was like, that was weird. Mm-hmm. My character was like, oh, because she was the bad guy.
Which time?
Oh, yes. Every time. You do seem to have an
she's
eye
got a type.
For... Yes.
She's got a type, and now we know it. Zaman so anyone that she's type. Interested in, we know.
C- Because she's the bad guy.
It's like red flags where?
Yeah. It will be, when you get it, will be a spell refueling ring.
Eric, did I show you my shirt? Wearing the Critical Roll, Mighty Nine, and Vox Machina lounge set. Just a bunch of their faces. And my pants. See, it's a bunch of patterns.
You're sort of pixely, but I understand what you're wearing. Because I've seen it before.
Probably my Wi-Fi.
My Wi-Fi.
My Wi-Fi. Be tripping today.
Old Zoblob's
shop. Someone fixing our AC.
Was it? Oh, perfect. It's in the dock ward.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to go.
Ooh, the dock ward.
A stuffed beholder stands or hangs above its front window.
I would like to go to the hammock district.
Down to Marianne's hammocks. The difference there is she gets in the hammock with you. All right. I was so confused. I thought Eric was losing a tooth for a second.
My God.
He was like,
just like, it's fine, guys. I can keep playing. Oh, my God.
What would you, let's just say you can find old Zoblob's blob shop.
Right in the dock ward. Yeah.
Blob shop.
It's famously located at the corner of Zastro Street and Fillet Lane.
I believe they would say fillet.
Well, I am an outlander.
Cosmopolitan.
I'm an outlander from a different land. I say things differently.
Mignon? What?
Fillet?
Filet mignon.
Filet mignon.
Famous for carrying items that were not available from Aurora's Whole Realms catalog.
Yes. It's only two doors down from Aurora's Emporium, so, you know, you can...
What's three doors down? Stuff.
But still, your secrets I will keep. You took advantage of all the times I never let you down. You stumble again. Because one of their members got died, like OD'd.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, that's.
Is that the real story?
Sum 41 is like, we're done making music together. Goodbye forever.
The Leafs survived. Good for them.
Yeah, the Leafs.
So was that a good omen for us shopping or not? I don't know.
Yes. Only one of you, I assume only one goal was scored, so only one of you is going to die.
Again?
Again, not the characters.
Again?
I'm really so depressed when something happens to me.
It's like power word kill works in real life, so.
I'm dead inside.
You might be dead inside, but listen, I'm just saying.
Nah.
And Dave, things are finally coming up, Brittany.
Things are coming to Millhouse.
Can't I know?
I hate these flood pants. Wow. My shoes are soaked, but my ankles are bone dry.
It's my shoes are wet, but my cuffs are bone dry. Everything's coming up Millhouse.
So sorry, Your Majesty.
I chose the wrong time to drink.
Simpson quote efficacy is important.
It's true.
Listen, there's so few Simpsons quotes that I can get right. That's the one that I can.
That's a good one.
Chalmers?
Me fail English? That's not possible. All right. What are you looking to purchase, y'all?
I was going back. I went back into my bag. That's what prompted my Melagost question.
Sword of ever-killing devils.
I have.
That's a very popular item.
I am gonna is the shopkeeper in or an assistant?
Yes, I am Zoblob.
the old Zoblob? This is your shop?
Yes, that is what I just said. Yes, that's correct.
Zoblob, to see it.
I have a so I do have one question. Is it a real beholder?
Yes.
I roll an insight check to see if he's lying.
Oh, no. You haven't even started talking to the guy. You're going to screw with him.
I'm not going to screw with him. I'm just curious. And I
feel but then you'll be like, that's not real. And then, that's the end of the whole discussion.
You just met the guy. You have no idea if he's lying.
Why do you do this to me?
Because how would you know if he was lying? You just met him.
This isn't the real world. This is Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, right.
Throw holy water at him.
World, eh?
Oh, God. And then it's going to walk in and say, you know, beauty is in the eye of these guys.
Yeah, never heard that before.
Really?
Nope. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Glad I was there. Marcus and Bo did not to be rude about it.
So did you guys, like, want to buy some stuff? Or?
Yeah. Hey, some of these were goofs that we were just doing, the five of us here, and not in the story, okay?
I count, like, six of yous.
I'm not even there. I'm actually like,
how many eyes does he have?
Straight to the temple.
Zoblob?
Yeah.
I'm seeing double. Full of Bambis.
Fucking dipshit.
Cast minor illusion. Make more of you.
Oh no, who do I talk to? we have a mission. And we're supposed to be killing devils.
Uh-huh.
Which is cool. Also,
very cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like, do you want to come? Actually, like, you could, like, close the shop for a bit and you can come with us and fight a bunch of devils. We have, like, a small army coming with us, so it's not like it's just the five of us. But, like, it could be cool.
I gotta get done, so if you could just tell me what you're looking for.
Well, then. Like, I'm just looking for, like, obviously, like, you know, like, maybe some potions of healing. But do you have anything that you know could, like, really hurt a devil?
No.
Holy water, silvered things.
Yeah, you probably want one of them temples.
Yeah. Relics or anything like that?
Got nothing holy here?
You got any of those instruments for bards?
I got
unholy.
I might have like a magic dagger or a silver necklace.
Mm. Yeah, we could choke them.
Honestly, yeah, don't throw it at him.
It's probably not that strong. So
I mean, you know what? Like, I really think we should say, like, we haven't thought about nunchucks. Whether or not they can choke. Maybe we should just throw something down their throats and just, you know, not Heimlich them.
We could.
What the fuck is a Heimlich?
Oh, we're still gonna die. I'm not there, but hopefully you remember I was going to a church, which may have churchy things, so don't buy church stuff.
You can buy church stuff from me. You got any cool...
Yeah, I don't really specialize in... devil killing, or
what do you specialize in?
Like ointments.
Is there a place that would sell devil killing
Love
stuff?
Maybe one of them, like churches.
Yeah. We can church tiger bomb.
So like,
we can fuck with some tiger bomb.
Is it like a gift store inside the churches? That type of thing. We don't need those books.
No, it's okay. Like, we got a church on the agenda already. We're gonna go up and...
Never been in one, so.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
That's fair.
Anyways, no, it's just, I heard about this place. I thought that you had, like, more stuff.
Oddities.
Yeah.
Teeth.
You know, if you want, like,
cool stuff.
Gremlin Gold teeth, section. Or, like... Like,
like what? Tell us.
I don't know. This Whatever is the first thing that came to mind. It's like,
he's like gremlin dicks.
Gryffindors, like a door made out of a griffin.
Absolutely not. Get the fuck out.
Well, actually,
got Magwai.
You know what? I do have something that those. Might be of interest to you. If that's a curiosity that you are interested in,
and I... great responsibility.
If that is something you are interested in, and I reach into my bag and I pull out my alchemical supply kit.
Okay.
I've got a supplier.
I don't like.
I pull out a jar and it is the heart of a Remoraz. And I say.
See, she puts the cool in alchemical.
That's not a word.
It could be, but
really bursting my bubble here.
Have you ever seen or heard of Remoraz? So we fought this one. It was very powerful,
Mara's hands.
It honestly, it did seem like a bit otherworldly in how strong it was. But anyways, we managed to defeat it, and I took this heart because I thought that it could be a very powerful sort of alchemical tool. And I thought, well, I'm not really using it, and since you said you're doing sort of the alchemy thing, maybe we could negotiate. Maybe you might be interested in purchasing it.
I'm going to quietly slip out and then find Daryl.
I mostly deal in...
You mentioned gremlin teeth, and I thought, if there is a market for gremlin teeth, there is certainly...
You're not a cop, are you? Because, you got to tell me if you are.
I haven't read the code legal fully, but I
know, that sounds like something a cop would say.
I don't think you have cops. I think that was actually the thing that we did establish.
It's literally called the City Watch.
That's not a cop. That's a watch.
No, cop, constable on patrol. And the lowest rank of the cops in the city are constables.
Really?
That's what it means, yeah.
Ew.
So Eurocentric. Kind of lame.
That's unfortunate for them. No, I'm not a cop.
You don't have any, lucky stones or, troll's hooves or, owl's teeth. You know, knickknacks from all over. Do you have, do you have, a Dameron skull or, an icicle from, the Frozen Faw? You know, I sell, this place looks like News of the World, except instead of magazines, it's just, it's only, snow globes and just shit like that. It's, it has I Heart Waterdeep shirts.
Trinkets, you should have specified that because I would have come in here with a very different mindset.
Listen.
Look, I have some prayer beads. You want them?
No.
Are they, cool? Are they, is there a way to, tell that they're from somewhere?
I reach into my bag and
from my trot. Yeah. Look at the artisanship. Look at the craftsmanship.
No, I do not care about how well it's crafted. I do care how much I can
look at the grain. Look at the market
for, because it looks like it's from somewhere else. That's
how many reclusive Goliath have you had coming through the shop? They're reclusive.
It's not about the story. It's about the lie.
I've even prayed with these beads before, and look here. Check out my stuff. I have carved all the crazy shit we've done.
You want to sell that thing? Because I think I could get five silver as if maybe you hollowed it out and turned it into a pipe or something, or somebody could use it as a shower curtain, or
before fights.
You know,
authentic.
I sigh and I reach into my bag and I pull out a talisman. It's a flat piece of stone with a wolf on it. I'm like, yeah, okay. So,
that's the kind of shit. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, where's that from? That thing got story? Does it have a stamp that says, Maiden
Rushmore or you're something? You're not giving him my black wolf talisman, are you?
No, this isn't yours. This is mine.
Okay. I was making sure, because I have one.
Did you guys have two black wolf talismans?
Don't give him my wondrous item.
I don't have any. This isn't a named one. This is just a talisman, a flat piece of stone with a wolf on it that we picked up in that. Oh no, what's it called?
I'm wearing the Black Wolf Talisman, which is a
dress. Yeah, didn't we find that on some undead guy? Not in a tomb. That was kind of a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Mine's a flat piece of stone with a wolf's paw on it.
Oh, so mine is just with a wolf on it, not with a wolf paw.
Why do I feel like these are the same thing?
I'm not there.
I think it is. I think, because the thing is, it grants +1 to my armor class, resistance to cold, and that's increased hit point maximum of 10.
This does nothing. This was just a necklace that he let me pick up in a tomb. He said, "Yeah, it's got a wolf on it." I rolled Arcana on it, and he said, "It's a wolf. It's a wolf necklace. Here you go." That is what this is.
Just wanted to make sure we weren't giving away my clothes.
I'm not giving away stuff that you're wearing. I promise.
You wouldn't know. You're blind.
Good
enough. I need somebody to go to VODs and tell me if these are the same item. Because I'm pretty sure they are. Because I don't think I would give out two different talismans from the same tomb. Both from Kresilak's tomb. Because that's one of the items you find in Kresilak's tomb is a Black Wolf talisman. Because Kresilak was known as the Black Wolf.
It was just a necklace. It was just a necklace that you had. It was literally just a necklace.
I'll give you six so copper well. For the necklace.
You're giving me six copper because you can't remember that you gave me a necklace a year ago?
I can do. Okay, best I can do. Seven copper. I'm a business. I have to make. Listen, I have to sell this thing. I'm not. What am I made of money? Come on now.
Yes,
I gotta,
understand as a small
I'm not,
business.
No, yet. I'm not made of money.
Yes.
That's racist, lady.
Racist against who?
This is a deep gnome.
She's a gnome too.
I'm sorry. Are you saying that I'm racist against
you
gnomes
bigoted
myself?
In your own community?
I am also a gnome.
Different kind
even
of gnome.
Swerve and Snowflin
are different.
Snowflin, yeah, that's fine. We're still gnomes.
Just seems like there's a lot of prejudice.
Doesn't mean you're gnomies.
Coming it's, this way.
You know, actually, privilege. There's a lot of reverse prejudice happening in this conversation.
Shut up. Oh
my God.
I'm sorry. I said it and
I'm
I was like, I...
So much.
I'm so glad I was not here for this. This is a
I feel like I'm being targeted. By
I could
reverse...
even have imagined.
It's reverse prejudice. You're judging me after the fact and I don't like it.
I'm leaving.
Harcroft wants to know if you're saying all gnomes look alike.
That is not what I am saying. What I am saying is that we are both gnomes. We are both part of the same race.
Not. Okay, I better keep my mouth shut. I'm old school D&D, so I'm not really. Oh boy, orcs and gnomes.
Are you
I'm
in the same diaspora? Perhaps.
That word no more.
I mean, I was going to make some, episode one jokes with, you know, what's
Bannon's just going to walk away to the corner of the store and be like, oh, look at this over here.
This is why I left a long time ago.
I am packing up my non-fancy necklace.
I'm going to go see the Viceroy now because I think that's always a good tip.
I like you picked the second place. Like, I only put, what, 3, 4... Five
places, and one of them was a bakery.
Like, here's five shops that I can annoy the shit out of you at.
All right,
and like, Viceroy. Is that
but
Regal?
Was in the doctor,
yeah, we'll make it Regal.
Speciality: alchemicals and alchemical supplies, potions, elixirs, oils, and salves.
I would like to read the line directly above that right now.
Why did you just turn into a gnome voice?
It doesn't. It shop also sold battle trophies from adventures coming from Undermountain.
Yes.
From Undermountain.
Yeah, but they're trophies. They're not necessarily magic items.
From
that's
Undermountain?
Why he literally didn't even, there was no trophies. There was not even a suggestion of a trophy.
This guy was selling like a kitschy store. I don't think I don't know. I get the impression it was more.
This is Spencer's of D&D.
Yes! It's also a front.
Yep.
Like the real
like
Spencer's.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Spencer's. Yeah.
Like, you got them goblin dildos? I mean,
nice.
If you want to buy a t-shirt with a weed leaf on it, this is where you go.
It's a log bottom leaf.
Your Highness.
What Viceroy, by the way? What are you
we were just trying to go off and
see. Oh, okay.
Star Wars way.
The
Viceroy. Is that legal?
We made that joke.
Oh, we did. That's
okay. Fast.
We don't
and it's regal, not legal.
You were right about one thing, Master. The negotiations were short.
Anyway. Remember when we did the Shakespeare version of that?
Yeah.
Well, there are two of them.
I gotta finish editing that second act.
Was episode one PG-13? Because they could they put a fuck in there? Because he have gone. They were fucking short.
I don't think they could do fuck in 2001.
I don't know
PG-13.
Oh
yeah.
I think
no, because they could in Lord of the Rings, couldn't they? Wasn't that the whole joke? Fly, you fucking fools!
They can always sprinkle a fucking somewhere.
There's a fucking Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
That's 20 years later.
All right, Eric and I left. I don't know where he went. Right,
I'm trying to find you.
In my way, downtown.
Okay, we'll see if you can find me. I left a long time ago, though. I never went into that store, so...
And I went to the store because you said you were in the dock ward. This
excellent
ward.
Improv. I was never there, and you don't know where.
I'm leaving.
Steve, the master of improv. No, no, and there's no but to it.
Brittany and I will now spend the next 45 minutes to 3 hours trying to locate the Temple of Kalimbor, probably unsuccessfully.
Oh my god, it can't be that hard. just have, a temple
there's maps everywhere. This is like the New York of D&D.
It's the New York of D&D, and I just can't stress this enough. She's mostly blind, and I am stupid. And
and let's... together, we're taking Manhattan by storm.
So the Dock Ward has the Starry Cradles Orphanage, a Selunite-sponsored orphanage, the Wave Hall, the Temple of Valcour, the temple is maintained, blah, 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 the Shrine of the Rat.
Should we buy orphans to serve as, like, fodder in this battle?
Now you're thinking
with orphans.
Not the Dwarfinage!
The Dwarfinage!
Endorphins.
So there's no temples for any of you really in the Dock Ward.
No, that's why, he's going to Kalimbor's temple, the fancy one.
People don't keep churches near ships.
They do, but there is the
Stormlord.
The ratty stuff. Yeah.
So you can either go to the Southern Ward or the Trades Ward, looking for somewhere.
We
can trade our goods.
No, you guys can keep going. Like, you don't need to find me. I'm totally fine doing my own thing. You know, you just go to the Trade Ward. Ah, you might have better luck. You know,
we have to do your thing. What do you mean?
Do my thing.
We can split up. Bambi, we should really look for holy water, silvered things.
Free.
Let's just go to the temple. We can go to the temple for that.
Go ahead.
Go to the temple for that. I wanted the fun stuff because I wanted to do fun stuff with my friends. But
wanted knickknacks. You wanted a bag of beans, beans.
There must be another store that had a funny name you can go to.
Old Zoblob's place probably would be the place to get a bag of beans.
Are they magical, or can I trade them for a magic per cow?
Beans for fun. You presented us with a man who was not happy to see us and didn't want to sell us anything that wasn't fun.
He didn't. You were inquiring about things he didn't have.
Oh, I have customers ask about shit I don't have at the shop.
Do you
all the time,
want
and then
some
I go, let me
gum or shampoo?
Hulk number one.
I don't know what he's saying. It sounds like it's getting bleeped out because it's
it does sound like I'm thoroughly enjoying it. To be
I'm like, you're giving us tubs of what?
Gum flavored gum and shampoo scented soap.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
That's pretty tasty. Yeah.
I heard something completely different for the first one. I was like, children, leave the stream now.
I mean, he can probably do like alchemist fire, tanglefoot bags, sun rods, you know.
Wait, alchemist fire. How much alchemist fire do I have left?
Devils are just straight up immune to fire.
Oh, right.
Just straight up
it's
immune.
Some sort of alchemist
it makes
fire,
them stronger.
But water? Alchemist fire, but for water?
Do you have alchemist water? Do you just want water balloons? Is that what?
Yes.
Yeah, but I want water balloons that would hurt devils.
Now, just add a word, and you're probably onto something.
There you go. There's a shot. Here's this.
Holy water balloons.
Holy water balloons. So the problem is all the water would fall out, right? Because they're holy.
Ha ha. Fun. I say yes. Let's make holy water balloons.
We have had much stupider ideas in the long term. I will say that.
For the battle, I'm just gonna cover myself in holy water and just charge in. Try to touch me, fuckers!
Wait. Does holy water water that has been sanctified by a god have an adverse impact on devils?
It certainly works against undead.
Yes, that's the more important question. Devils are a totally different thing.
I was going to say, I'm like, they're not
perhaps, devils. Perhaps a knowledge religion check?
Listen, all I know is that running water stops killing me.
You know, it's probably a reasonable assumption.
Reasonable assumption that holy water would hurt them?
Yeah.
But like,
just load up.
Hurt them or like...
We should just bring a lot of water and bring a priest that can bless it.
We have a priest! I don't know if it's connection to his god right now, but we do got one of those.
You should just like stock it up ahead of time.
You're gonna need a lot of powdered silver then to consecrate all that water. And also, I don't know if you're aware, maybe don't carry water, maybe just procure it on site. I don't know.
Wait, okay, I'm loading up with tons of water.
the most frozen part of the world we brought? Oh, fuck, it froze.
oh my god, I'm gonna consecrate the ice. Wait.
It can be snowballs. Holy snowballs.
No, we could totally snowballs.
Slam them in the face with some holy ice.
Is that the group name now? Is you finally holy settled snowballs. On holy snowballs?
No, but but can I take it one step further?
Yes.
Holy snow cones?
Mmm.
Use all the ice. Yes.
If we eat the snow cones, would that make us holy?
Also, oh, the snow cone.
Cry when they're punching me and the teardrop hits them. Does it do damage?
If I have to pee holy water.
You can go out and look for your dog, or you can eat dog food until your tears smell like dog food, so when you cry, it attracts the dog. Oh, no. Marge, I was this close to having the boy eating dog food.
Wow. I'd probably just sprinkle some holy water on my silvered knuckles and just pop, pop for an added little sizzle, you know?
A little sizzle?
Because devils are pop, sizzle, sizzle. Fiends, right?
That's they're correct.
Okay, they're not undead. Yeah, okay. Yes. I was like...
Has ever seen Constantine?
I was literally just looking at my notes being like, what is what
I
is
get
it
the
again?
Sprinkler system. Yes. Holy water it up.
They drop a holy relic into the water. Yeah, that's a great.
Yeah.
We don't have those types of mechanisms like water guns and fire.
What if we put like a big tub of holy water on the airship and we can just dump it on them? Fly over.
Yes, assuming we can even sneak up on them and get over them.
Why would we sneak? Just fly over.
Yes. Holy cow! Look out! Where'd the airship full of holy water come from? Oh no, it's raining!
I don't know what we're doing at all points in time.
Oh man!
I showed up just to, like, kill.
Man, it's really too bad we didn't bring any flying devils.
We get a pool. We get an onboard swimming pool on the airship full of holy water.
Okay. I love the idea that the devils could defeat you with fucking umbrellas. Like.
Let's just get a bunch of free real
with our hit points.
Around the ship, like, probably could.
Our plan is foolproof. Retreat. They've got parasols. Retreat. The devil took the upper hand.
Parasols.
Look like Mary Poppins. Is he cool? Hell yeah, he's cool.
Jesus fucking Christ. They must have been inside, man. They've got ponchos.
Oh, it hurts.
The devils brought sponges. How did they know?
Yikes.
I would be impressed, since they would be able to counter our extremely stupid plan with another extremely stupid plan. So that that is next level.
Well, to be fair, they can currently see into the future. So,
they probably know what we're doing.
They're just thinking of all the...
Long well, enough.
But if we think of enough stupid things, hope, then maybe...
Yes,
our dumb plans are probably giving them a headache right now. They're like getting...
Yes. Exactly.
One D6 psychic damage listening to us be like...
I do hope that I
do suffer that damage, yes. When.
And you know what? It's worth every second.
It's good to be back,
yes.
Kaz.
Hopefully the devils are like, no, the future couldn't be that stupid. There's no way.
There's no way they
when
would
that
do
time
that.
You guys reached where you were going, right?
Oh, getting a kiddie pool full of holy water. Okay.
Kiddie pool.
That's racist, a gnomish pool.
I challenge you to honorable combat, Lord of the Demons. What is your weapon of choice?
Super soaker.
Holy water wrestling.
They got me.
Oh, by the gods.
Like, wet t-shirt contest? And they're like, oh, okay. And then you're like, it's holy water, bitch.
All right, bros, I got a great idea. We'll set up a party down at the frat house, and we'll have a sick foam party. But what the devils won't know is that there's holy water in the foam, bro!
Yep.
It's foolproof! Now let's celebrate with a sick round of Flip Cup!
Yeah.
Like the devil shows
up. We don't even need to
buy it. Oh no, you iced me. I can't believe this happened. You guys, this hasn't happened to me in 8,000 years.
Well, really hasn't. No group's been that dumb. Well,
got you. That Smirnoff Ice was totally full of holy water, bro.
Oh my god.
Oh, man. Oh. I'm doing my part.
Do you want to learn more?
Where do you guys want to go?
Is
there a specific temple in a place nearby?
I was heading straight to the Kalembor temple. I obviously know the way, so you can go ahead and roll.
I'm asking people to find my way.
I'm very amused to see what happens with them trying to find their way around Waterdeep. Hopefully they don't end up in the bad parts of town.
Oh, we certainly will by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got...
probably should have mentioned about the City Watch, but it's funnier this way.
I don't think there is a Temple of Kalembor in Waterdeep.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I'll just go to the Temple District. I mean, I would have known what temples are there, so I'm just going to go for the Triad, if there's a Triad, and if there isn't, then just the goodest temple.
Yeah, weirdly enough, it's like they have like everything but him, and I don't know why.
That's fine.
I'm literally Googling the shit out of it right now. And
is it because his is in the City of the Dead?
No, not necessarily. It is a little weird that there isn't one, but that's fine. I just presumed.
It's but yeah. Kalembor, right? Right? I am.
K-E-L-E-M.
My God of Dead is the first name. It's Kelly.
K-E-L-E-M.
My God of Dead is the second name. It's... K E L E.
Mior. I love to pray to him every day.
Danny, if you ask me, why is he?
Yeah.
Kalembor.
Kalembor is the way.
The God of death.
In the Southern District, there is. Where is it? There's a Helm's Hall, which is another orphanage dedicated to Helm. There's the Vault of Glory, a temple to Joaquin, the coolest god.
I agree.
Joaquin's the god of trade. The Trades Ward, which is the also adjacent to the Dock Ward, has a Monastery of the Sun, which is a monastery to Amonitor, Lathander, and Saloon, and Our Lady of the Harvest, a small temple to Shantia. So if you want to go, there's Tyr, there's the Seldarine. There's actually two places for Tyr, but one's a monastery. There's the Font of Knowledge in the Castle Ward, which is a temple to Ogma. North Ward has Ilmater and the Holy Hands House, which is Dwarven, Gnomish, and Halfling pantheons, which is like a bunch of shrines, basically. The Temple of Beauty, which is a temple to Sune, is in... Sea Ward has a ton of temples. Seamorph, which is the goddess of like nobility. Gond... Timora, Mistra, Shrines of Nature, which is Maliki and Solanus, House of Heroes for Tempus, House of the Moon for Salune, Spires of the Morning for Lathander.
I do still love Tempus, even though that one asshole pretended to be a Tempus.
I'm gonna go to Tyr first then.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Humans in Waterdeep have one of those signs that says like live, Lathander, love.
You know, I will say, if I end up playing a cleric again with you guys, you know, and I'm a good guy, I would probably play Lathander, because there's a lot of pun potential there.
If you've never seen... I can't remember her name right now.
You know what it is that I'm still thinking about Live Lesbians, Live Laugh Lesbians at Target.
Live Laugh Lesbians.
You've seen the shirt, right? Please.
Oh, I've seen the video where the guy was like, I would even buy this. I would own this.
So my friend went to the Target. She is also a lesbian in upstate New York. She has purchased the shirt. And it's my personal mission to get every lesbian I know into that shirt this summer.
I have a Skeletor shirt that's just a bunch of different Skeletors and says Live, Laugh, Love.
Phenomenal.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Presser plays a paladin to Lathander in Ak Inc. and formerly, I think, some other stuff. I can't remember what it's called right now, though. And she plays it like, it's like, have you heard the good word of Lathander? Our
nice
Lord?
Nice.
Like, it's just...
The way I was going to do it, I was going to annoy the shit out of you guys. And I was going to be Tommy Wiseau. I'd be like, Lathanders, yes, the Morning Lord.
100% you should do that.
I wish.
No, please, God, no.
It's so good. Yes, I can please. Tell you about the love story between Lathander and the Harvest God. It is so beautiful.
All right, so the Halls of Justice is a busy, popular place with, popular with magistrates, the Watch, and the Guard. City bureaucrats. The Hall of Justice is a towering edifice in the castle ward. The church is a grand building built from stone and iron that could comfortably accommodate giants. And in its great hall, there could be space enough for dragons to rest.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can we buy a That's dragon?
Serious. No.
I would call a place That's the Dragon's that Rest. Works. That sounds really cool.
I'm sure there's many places called Dragon's Rest.
Probably don't you actually know what? Cater to
don't
dragons,
my
though.
Mind, man.
Like, likely a marketing gimmick.
Dude, don't Google Dragon's Rest. There's so many things that come up.
Okay, all right.
Like bad things?
No, just a fuck ton.
NSFW? Oh.
No, it's not a different dragon something.
Oh.
That went
you never know. Kids these days, are there dragons?
All right, so, yeah, I
don't know.
Halls of Justice. In the year 2000.
The year 2000. Distant Why? Future. The distant future.
Wait, what was that called? That's what I want to click on. Why wouldn't you just bring me to that?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it was led by Hammerlord Kikros Aluman. No, he's long dead. That was like 100 years ago.
Damn it.
120 years ago.
He owed me $20.
It's a totally normal place where this is like, where a lot of like lawyers hang out, basically.
Yeah, this might not have been. I should have gone to the Tempest Temple.
But Tyr's also, you know.
Yeah.
If you
In Waterdeep, this probably wasn't quite the right one. I should have gone to the other one. It's fine. All right.
You want paladins, you go to Torm, right? It's literally the god of paladins. But Tyr is like, you know, the top of the triad.
Yeah. I was just thinking, you know, I mean, devil stuff, they should know about that, so anyway.
But
all right.
The most time kicking devil ass.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. These people will be able to redirect me to where I need to go. That's the important thing, right? So
I think everybody here is like, well, not the like gentry, not the magistrates and stuff and barristers and whatnot. They're probably dressed in like stupid robes and stupid hats, right?
That's fine.
Powdered wigs or whatever.
Silly robes and hats.
And then like all the people who work for the temple are wearing like half plate and have like pikes or great swords and shit like that. So sick. And they're, you know, they got like gleaming armor with the symbol of justice, right?
All right. Well, I try to find someone official looking, but more on the church side rather than the legal side, if possible.
I feel like there's a thing that the churches have that like bypasses a lot of the bullshit of like, are you know, like most people are here for like more petty reasons, and you're like, hey man, I need like the
I gotta walk through.
I need the manager.
I'm gonna wave my scales around, my symbol of not
like it should be like God it should be like John Wick, and you're like, I need to make a fucking dinner reservation.
Yeah,
and they're like,
I'm not gonna assume I'm that cool, but yes, I do want to go through the cleric's door if I can.
What would they call that?
Special cleric's back door.
Little cleric's room.
Little cleric's room.
Little cleric's room.
I do appreciate that. There's just one room for all the clerics.
Oh, that'd be the worst. I'll be sitting there.
Honestly, this probably like it's probably like the fucking war room, right?
Yeah, with Tyr, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And
well,
there's just
a room with all the shouting.
And there's a guy with like he's like in a cage, and he's just got like swords and like fucking armor behind him, and like bottles. And he's like, what are you buying? What are you selling? No, he doesn't say that.
What are you selling?
Yeah, what are you buying? What are you selling?
No, I prefer the guy from John Wick. We'll talk about it like it's all like a long
Okay, let me get into my Peter Serafinowicz.
Yes.
I almost just started talking like Charon, which, not great.
Okay, well, I'm actually not really looking for that guy. I'm just saying.
No, no, no. That's where you want to go, right? That's where you want to like get your hands on some. On,
well,
on
some I want to cool talk. Shit. If this is the location, it might be in Tempest or Torm, right? I just want to talk to someone to find out where we need to go. So that's all I'm trying to do.
Well, this is like one option, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you can talk to. Now it's all John Wick in my head. I'm like, concierge.
It's fine. Just roll with it.
I'm probably like the captain on duty, right? They're like, sure, you know, sure. Like, do you want to talk to like the?
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
The Justicar.
Justicar, I like it. Yes, that's what Tyr's all about. Justicar, well met.
Okay. I'm Justicar.
It's what Transformers say all the time to be undercover.
I swear I'm not a robot. I'm Justicar.
Justicar. Video turns on. Wow.
I realized the other day that I talk like Bumblebee, right? I just talk in quotes from things.
Yeah, basically.
Yes, I'm. You know, like,
welcome to the halls of. Actually, he'd be welcome to the halls of justice.
Well met, Justicar. I am Dirlith Fell, priest of Kelemvor. I have need to consult with you or someone in the church with regards to a potential devil problem that I am involved with. Is there anyone you would recommend that we speak to, or?
Well, of course, our own knights might be of service if it's within our reach, or there is, you know, the Holy Light of Lathander is also.
Jesus Christ. You know, that equally burns the, or sears the spirits of.
Yes. Well,
hell.
You're so lucky.
I do find the Church of Lythander is quite bright, but I thought it more wise to come to you first, if you understand what I mean. I think that Tyr is.
Sounds like two guys talking about nose candy. Like, I think yes. I should have come to you first, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, hey. I mean,
yeah, it was a great idea. Like, that was a super good idea. We should have more good ideas now.
Not quite that way.
I love meeting out justice.
Kind of what I thought you were all about, but okay, that's fine. If you want to roll that way, that's fine. I mean, my church isn't really into the humor thing, so I get it. We just, you know, deal with dead things.
Yeah, well, yeah, Tyr's usually about putting things in the ground, right?
Yes. I mean,
justice comes in many forms.
I can agree with that. I believe in justice. Is there a room or someone in particular I should speak to?
Well, what are you looking for? Are you looking to be equipped?
At this point, truthfully, I wish to find out more knowledge. I've never dealt with anything like this before, and if perhaps I could explain the situation to someone who is knowledgeable in such things, maybe I could find some useful
information. I would probably recommend the... One second. What's it called? House of the Inspired Hands?
Oh, okay.
Simply because they're better record keepers than us, if truth be told. The House of Inspired Hands is a cross between a temple. Is it Gond? No. That's Gond is the god of.
Gond with
I think it's Ogma, probably.
Construction smithwork. Oh, it is Ogma. Yeah,
Ogma,
yeah, you're right.
Great
yeah.
Conjunction.
Yeah, because you mentioned Ogma. So.
Oh, Font of Knowledge. That's the one. It's in the castle ward. The Font of Knowledge is a huge temple. It's in the market square. It's not only temple of repair, but also a great library. So it's the largest archives of books in Waterdeep. So it's like if you wanted to look up maybe. God, not even like ancient battles. These guys keep records of like criminals, right? maybe Crusades, maybe, right?
No, it's worth a look.
But you're probably better off because the House of Knowledge or the Font of Knowledge would keep everything, right?
Okay. No, it's an excellent suggestion. I will definitely go there.
Yeah. If you want information, right, yes. You don't go to a lawyer.
Yep. No. I just figured that, as you said, with your expertise in putting things in the ground, especially possibly devils, you were the best place to inquire. No, we will go there and check their records. Do you happen to maintain a weapons that would be particularly effective, or could you recommend?
One of the greatest armories in all of Waterdeep.
Here? Or, okay, I wasn't sure what he was talking about.
In the, there are places lower than the basement.
Who would I need to speak to in order for us to,
maybe... I can lead you there myself.
Okay.
For a small donation, of course.
Of course.
To show...
Yes.
Reverence and your willingness to sacrifice for justice.
For great justice, I give him 10 gold pieces for his...
Fear these nuts.
For what? What'd you say?
Yes.
I give him 10 gold pieces for great justice, and I hand them to brother.
Your offering is accepted. I feel like these guys would call Kalimbarites like ravens.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Because, like, they gotta have cool names for everything, right? These guys are, like, U.S. Marshals.
Yeah. I hope I can grab some of these guys, but we'll see.
You go down a spiral staircase. At the top, there's a locked iron grate. And he opens, there's, like, a key. And then he locks it. And then you go down and, down this. And then there's another iron grate that he unlocks. And you go through there. And he leads you, down a hallway that's, lit by torches, right? And then there's another door. And then you go up a staircase, and you're like, wait a minute. Yeah, and there's... I would imagine there's a vault, but outside the vault, they also just have, footlockers with things. And there...
Ladies' footlocker.
Yes, ladies' footlocker. Yeah, that's a... They only go up to size 8, though. It's real bullshit.
Made the cut.
There's obviously holy water. There's, scrolls of, banishment.
Right? Oh, yes. That would be very useful if they're available.
I mean, things are available. They're not cheap.
Yeah, that's the problem. I didn't realize it was down to 100 gold. Yeah, I'm almost out. Dude.
Banishment 5e. What level is banishment?
It about money bags.
It's a fourth level spell, so that probably costs.
No, he wiped out all of our money so that way we could also run into this encounter prepared to die with no stuff.
That's okay. We can plan a heist on the Church of Tyr. That sounds like
didn't
a good idea.
Yes.
Didn't you all ask about these exact charts I'm going through? So that you could look up the items you wanted to buy?
No, well, I didn't want to assume what they had here. I'm just actually looking for what they have that's specific to devil killing. Like, these types of general things, that's fine. Those are all priced, and I'm not too worried about buying them this instant from this guy. I just wanted to know if he actually had, some kind of weird-ass devil killing sword or dagger or something.
Mark.
The sword of devil killing.
The problem is we won't be able to afford it. So I have to sort of negotiate with them. I don't know if that's something they would lend us or not. More importantly, if they could lend us a whole guy.
Maybe you can do favors. Harper favors. Or sexy favors.
Yeah, that's going to go well with the Justicar, right?
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, does the Justicar want an overrun of devils coming down to Waterdeep?
That's so far away.
I haven't explained the whole situation yet to him, so he doesn't even know. He might not even give me anything because it's too far. Just Neverwinter.
That issue is for later, me.
Good grief.
Sounds like a future problem, baby.
I mean, don't worry about getting a specific inventory. Like I said, I'm just looking actually just for general weaponry, and if it's like way outside of our
general weaponry, sir. Yeah.
A
scroll of banishment, with a discount for being in such a large city. By the way, 200 gold is not enough. Or 100, yeah, 100 gold, not enough.
Those things would be like 400 or 500 gold easily.
Yeah.
That's fine.
500? Try 8.
Nice.
I think it's like 100 times the spell level times 2.
And 161 copper. That is exactly how much money I have. I do not have the money for this.
I have what do I have? I have 24 gold, 1500 silver, and 600 copper. So about 181 gold.
So, who doesn't have actually a plus one weapon at this point? I just want to check that.
No, oh, no, we got plus ones.
Yeah, I thought we had plus everyone? Two now.
No.
I have a plus two.
Three weapon, to be honest.
What?
I have a plus two and a plus one.
Yeah, giant sleep plus three.
And my corpse slayer dagger.
Dave, you're muted. You're still muted.
There we go. I just imagine Gabe in a parking lot, like practicing with his new whip, and he's like, "Wapah, wapah."
Man, you guys have got better shit than me. I only have a plus one.
That's because you keep on losing yourself to vampires.
Yeah. But I did plus one. Yeah.
Always damn vampies.
But yeah, I did plus one my crossbow.
Nice.
So my crossbow is plus one and my yeah.
Okay. Well, like I said, David, I'm probably gonna try to negotiate with this guy, but we don't have to do that right now. I just want to make sure Eric gets something in before our session.
He has one.
No. Gets to do what he's doing in the city in.
Yeah.
I just wanna live.
Like Marcus settles down in Waterdeep and lived happily ever after.
Well, yeah. Like, did you tell? Sorry, did you tell us vaguely where Fell Manor was? Because I was like, I'd wander over there.
Yeah, I guess I probably should have mentioned where that was.
And like, well, would you have mentioned it before you walked off?
I probably would have. I was just being a jerk with the store stuff, but I probably would have actually told you where the house was because that's probably where we were going to plan to stay.
Yeah.
So yes. Mind you, it's. Mm-hmm. Gonna be a mess, right? Like it's gonna be just like a haunted house with like, well, actually, it might not be haunted.
But I would like to rest and feel better.
It could literally be haunted.
That'd be cool. We hadn't actually discussed that, so
it's Waterdeep.
Yeah,
and D&D like ghosts are aplenty.
Yeah. Anyway, I haven't been there for like 10 years, so
cool.
I mean,
let's find out. Anyways, so he did tell us I guess I'm gonna vaguely walk in that direction. I don't know if you want to join me. Eric, and I also want to see if there's snacks.
Agreed. I do like snacks as a bard and as a human being.
Bear claws?
Ooh, I would love a bear claw,
owl bear claws.
Yes.
No, I want a beaver tail. What about an owl beaver tail?
Owl beaver tail?
Yeah.
Owl beaver tail.
A polar dog, Paul?
Yes. Turtle duck.
Turtle duck.
This one's a candy.
Turtle duck soup.
I actually have a Korean corn dog in my fridge right now, which I will again because of all this.
Oh yeah!
All this I'm suddenly reminded of all the pogos in the freezer, but I also have homemade pizza.
Oh man, pogos!
I'm so full.
I try not to eat after 7 now.
Pogos are corn dogs.
I only eat after 7,
and that's because you wake up at 6.
Yeah, so it's breakfast. What do you want?
And 1 hour of fasting, intermittent fasting, and then
no, there's no fasting. It's just I forget to eat. That's the only difference. It's not the same thing.
But yeah, no. Pogos are corn dogs, for context for the American in chat.
Yeah, yeah. American friends. They
well, I assumed when you were already talking about Korean corn dogs.
Yes, pogos are Canadian. They are a specific brand.
I didn't realize
that pogo brand was not available in the States.
No,
pogo sticks. I mean,
and I didn't.
My knowledge, no. I don't really eat a lot of corn dogs.
Now,
sorry,
sure.
I didn't mean to
I'm
waylay
on my own, dog.
No, but Eric, did you actually want to do something else before wandering the house? Or oh, okay.
I want to heal.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, David. If you want to actually have them find the house even before I get there, that could be pretty hilarious. I don't mind.
There are so many fucking houses in this
city.
Yeah,
this could be worse.
I said I was going to look for him first, so I assume I would go to the temples to find him.
The temples.
I know you. I know what temples you would go to.
Yeah, you'd go to Lithander.
Yeah, I mean, we probably would.
The Lord of the Sun, the Dawnbringer.
We'd say, where's God of Love? Temple? And they would say, there's no Kalemvor.
God of Life.
Like, well, fuck, where would you go if you needed Kalemvor? And then we'd have a little fight with them back and forth, and then they would silently say, go see Tyr. And we'd go, and then that's how I imagine the whole conversation.
Doesn't it seem all the more suspicious now that he was taken in by Kalemvorites when there's no Temple of Kalemvor in the city?
It honestly does make me feel as though perhaps he was in a cult. Perhaps he got culted. Yeah.
They're I don't mean to alarm you, but they are all cults.
No. Some of them are nice.
Nope. That
niceness has nothing to do with
niceness
the word.
Niceness doesn't mean it's not a cult.
No, that's the that's exactly get you in how is. I feel about cults. It's either you're nice or you're a cult.
It's the technical term. It's got nothing to do with niceness.
I didn't know I was a cult.
Nice.
There, she got it. Yeah.
What do you know?
All right. Well,
what do I know?
In that case, I do continue my conversation then with the Justicar. All right. So I explain to him the situation. We have come across a plot, hundreds of years old, apparently. And these devils are trying to establish a foothold again. We have acquired some assistance from other paladins, but if you feel this is outside of your scope, I understand. But I do feel that I should inform, you know, any of the authorities and whoever else you think might should be aware of this in the city, you know, just for keeping track of these things in the world. But if your temple is willing to lend us aid, we would not turn it down. Obviously, Tyr is always welcome.
Here's what he can offer you. You know, in the- Unfortunately, he does not have any knights, you know, to spare, as that's mostly not the function anyway, right? Like, there's orders here, like Order of the Samulcar and something else that work out of here, but he's not in charge of them, right? He's in charge of this temple.
Yeah.
And this temple serves mostly clerical functions in the city, right? Some amount of law enforcement, probably training more than anything, right? Because the city obviously has the city watch. But, you know, they are staunch enemies of evil, and he believes your words. So he gives you 2 vials of holy water.
Ah, great. Thank you.
And a not terrible, you know, not like an amazing magic item, but an okay magic item. It's an Amulet of the Devout. Which is inlaid with precious stones or metals. While you wear the holy symbol, you gain a bonus to spell attack rolls and saving throws, saving throw DCs of your spells. It's a +1. So,
well, it's very generous.
I'll drop the item in our shitty chat there. Very nice.
All right. Well, thank you, brother. Yes.
Of course, you know, if you happen to survive, it'd be nice to have it back, but you know, if you don't, you know, may your, you know,
well, I,
Lord keep you.
May good people find your remains and utilize this amulet.
Yes, indeed. That is always a possibility. Is there anyone else, though, any particular order or temple you feel that would be worth us asking for aid from in this very specific situation?
Well, there's Lathander, Spires of the Morning.
Damn it.
And I mean, considering you're talking about Icewind Dale, there's the House of Heroes.
Yes.
Right.
I don't have my notes on me. What was the group I joined before I died last session?
Oh, hold on. I have it, I think.
I left my iPad upstairs.
The Beatles?
I wish.
I wrote it down because I remember I was like, oh, it's this group. And then it was like, no, it's not.
Let's see.
Because I wonder if there's a sect of that here that I should probably go to after I heal myself a bit.
Maybe they can heal you there.
I just want to take a nap. Feel better.
I mean, have you not earned a nap after all of this?
Yeah, definitely.
Where is it? Is it the Shooting Stars?
I feel like that was...
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Long-range scouts and spies on behalf of the Church of Mystery, and particularly they hunt down and dealt with magical monsters, threats to the natural order of the world, like rogue fiends, rampaging monsters, and creatures created by reckless magical experiments.
Wait, is there
I feel like it was a Mystra thing.
No, that's Rangers. Never mind. That's Rangers. Where's the other one?
Yeah, he's never been anything even close to a Ranger.
Order of the Gilded Eye. That's not it either. No, that's not it. No.
Hold on.
Look, Sir Oral Cutter is of the Order of the Gilded Eye, and he's the one who talked to you about Sir Kenneth Trawl, Sir Alvitz. Where is it in my notes?
I think I actually wrote it in my voice acting notes. It's gonna take me a long time. I have to scroll back a few months to figure out what fucking class I actually pasted it in.
Children of the Starry Quill, an order of bards that serve the Church of Mystra as a news gathering networks.
Where's we're in it?
News. Hey, yous. Church of the Starry Quill. Peter Starry Quill.
The Church Quill. Of the Starry Quill.
Nope. The children.
There we go. I was like.
There we go.
It's an order. It's a group of bards who work on behalf of Mystra.
Mystra.
Yeah, what? That is a Mystra thing.
I look forward to being part of the propaganda machine.
Just because we're like a quarter to 11, I don't know whether I want to start another conversation with Lathander or the House of Heroes. Is there something else these guys want to do?
I'd like to roll some sort of luck check to see which temple we end up in and we're trying to find him.
That
let's know whether or not we can catch up, get the right one.
This is going to be fun. I like
Valid.
It. It's a big dice.
So we mean when we say we want the D. Give us that dice.
Oh, I'd love it for you to be this one. Or that one, but neither of those make any sense. You guys would like them, but... Well, that's a fun one. Those are the bad ones. I could send you to the bad one.
These are the so-so ones?
Be reasonable. We're not going to wander into, like... We're gonna ask people where...
Is the bad
place. Yeah, where the good people go.
Alexander, be reasonable! What about the Temple of Mystra, the House of Wonder?
Jason figured it out? Jason?
Well, this one's just embarrassing. Oh, God, I love that show so much.
I never finished it.
Oh, it's so a weird show.
Oh, you know what? It's a good ending.
It's still good.
It's okay.
Still going. Even better. Go ahead and roll your luck check.
Just a flat d20? Do I get anything with it?
Nope, that's not how luck works.
Nah, check that luck.
Some people are luckier than others. That is an 18.
Well, 18. Welcome to the Tower of Luck, Temple of Timora. Welcome to the Tower of Luck, the Temple of Timora. The second largest temple in Waterdeep is a large walled tower, its clergy funneling its weighty resources into improving the complex and undermining the city of Arabelle's claim as the center for Timoran worship.
Arabelle.
Oh, there's a rivalry? That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think against Neverwinter.
Oh, that's even worse.
The temple's walls enclose a complex of buildings, courtyards, and gardens. The walls are adorned with intricate carvings and artwork depicting the goddess and her many aspects.
How likely is it, do you think, that we could convince them that Neverwinter is actually raising an army of devils against them in order to upend?
I would like to see you test your luck on that.
Now that I've completed my stats class, I can say with confidence, with a 99.99% confidence interval, you have a 0% chance of convincing me of that.
I wouldn't, anyways.
And if you'd like to test a null hypothesis against that, it will not fucking come out on top. You will not have sufficient evidence.
I don't know null. Who's null?
You don't want to know null.
Null is the code name they gave Frank Yeager before he became Gray Fox while he was working for the CIA and Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker. Yeah.
Some of those words.
Those were all words.
And I know some of them.
Gray Fox is the cyborg ninja.
Oh, Gray Fox, like Skyrim.
Yeah.
What? Oh, God.
I've never played Skyrim.
You just wake up in a cart a lot. That's all I know.
Hey, you're finally awake.
In the knee.
The earlier Skyrim, because, you know, they're all Skyrim, right?
I think it's pronounced Skyrim.
I think it's pronounced Skrim.
Skrim.
I honestly don't know the difference 99% of the time between Skyrim and Oblivion. I when people say Skyrim, it's so long ago that I think it was when I was in high school, but that was Oblivion.
Oh, I remember Oblivion. That came out when I was in university.
Oh, yeah. Oblivion was a good time. It's definitely.
I liked picking locks in that game.
Yeah. I remember playing Morrowind on Harcroft's Xbox and going, "People like this game? What?"
Patrick Stewart was in that one.
You don't do anything.
Yeah, he was.
Also, I think Sean Bean in the next one? I think Sean Bean was in...
Was he not in Oblivion?
In all fantasy games, we didn't do anything. And we liked it! We'd, like, get our dyeing tubs out, and we would change the color of our clothes, and we liked it!
I mean, then I'd hang an onion
on
my belt.
That was an Ultima.
As was the style.
Ultima weapon.
Ultima.
Steve, tell us about the old days of Darklands.
I remember when we were playing Ultima Online and the servers crashed and anyway.
It was
we were on dial up and your mom would pick up the phone and you'd lose your connection to the server.
What
are we doing at this temple, Bambi?
I don't know. Timora is a fun temple though. You'll have a good time.
Yeah, you guys are probably lucky you're here. I don't know. Gabe's here now.
Gabe's here.
Well, this is, you know, I'm a degenerate gambler.
Hi,
so
Gabe. I forgot about you.
Did you see my cool new whip?
We always forget about Gabe until battle happens.
Did you see my cool new whip? It goes,
Patrick Stewart was in Oblivion. My bad.
That's just what we said, right?
It was.
No, Morrowind.
It goes, whoopah.
Okay, where did he get this whip?
In the trunk. I found it in the trunk.
The junk in the trunk?
Yeah, that's why I'm here. Listen, something good happens to you, you pray to Timora. That's all I know, right? Because
that's fair. He isn't wrong.
If something good happens to you, you pray to Timora. So who do we pray to when bad stuff is happening?
Definitely not the other one. I'm not gonna say her name.
Yeah, that's bad luck.
Say.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's fun to be a cleric.
I did. Now this is. I remember. You guys probably might not remember this. The magic items he found had the symbol of the god of retribution and revenge on them. So
lucky.
Who, by the way, that dude doesn't get a temple. No one's like, you know, we should put up here a god of like vengeance, revengeance.
For vengeance.
it's Middle Edition Schwartz, which if you haven't seen is so fucking funny. You're saying when she talks about me, she just calls me Paul. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Anybody who's seen it gets that. They'll get it. They'll understand. All right. Yeah, Gabe's like, yeah, I always pray. I'm in Waterdeep. I pray to the Lady Luck, you know? That's why good things happen.
Hey Gabe, do you know where Dareleth went?
Fuck if I know.
Do you think you could track him?
No, I'm not a ranger.
Oh. You seem lucky.
He has the most money right now. I just assumed you could smell it on him.
Wait, are you telling me you can smell money?
I mean, maybe you could if you tried really hard.
A weird place.
You know, I heard a rumor on my way over from the parking lot.
Heard a rumor.
That...
Brelica.
When Neverember got kicked out of here, he left 1 million dragons.
You remember?
In a vault somewhere. I don't know why that dude told me that. He looked real sketchy, but I, you know what? I believe him.
Don't.
Like a little bit sketchy? Bigger?
Why would a stranger lie to me?
I would lie to you for anything.
You're not a stranger.
Yeah, but even if I was a stranger, I think he just got that face.
That seems
prejudice. What's wrong with my face? Did something happen to my face while I was gone?
Yeah.
How would you know? You don't remember what my old face looks like.
So you're saying it did change?
I can also smell that.
I don't know. I can't. Nobody can look at themselves in the face.
Not even a reflection?
Mirror.
What about the water?
No, that's not. It's a reflection. That's not your face. Do you guys think the thing on the other side of a mirror is you?
I'm sorry, the other side
about to fight you.
We have a whole other set of questions to talk to you about.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the inside of a mirror.
So all that Xana
needs... Pamby literally turns away from this and
water.
Walks into the temple. To
yeah. You're not aware. A mirror contains an entire other... How else did it get in there?
Mirrors have silver sometimes.
How else does it know if I do this that it sees the thing on the other... If I'm blocking the thing, how does it see the thing?
I have
thing?
A question.
It's a black mirror.
Yes, with the hands.
Can I get the tips of my bow staff silvered? Little caps on the end?
Yeah, they would just cost 100 gold. Yeah.
Whoever has money, do it.
Yeah, no.
so can't someone else do it?
No, I give them
he doesn't
all.
Doesn't carry
I
money.
Money.
Yeah.
I am gonna. I am gonna spend 100 gold, or I guess 1,000 silver to silverify one of my spheres.
This smith is like, okay, I guess I'll just melt what you give me and then keep the rest.
Yeah.
He's like, how old is this? This was minted in like 1220.
Yeah, so and then she thinks about it's yes. It was a story. It's a long
when dungeon dive.
In like Samark or something. This isn't even like you should probably go to like a bank and change this out.
Or I could just get
if we get more money for
it. I mean, yeah. All right. Sure.
Like the 1940 penny that's worth like $1 million.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Can't, like, as an artificer, can you not melt the silver and just pop it on our shit?
Just pop it on there. Just,
yeah.
Just pop
schmelt
it on there.
It right on.
Schmelt it.
Yeah.
A nice tuna schmelt.
Schmelt. It's like making s'mores, you know?
So he finishes that up. Just put it back.
More for me, s'more for you.
Yeah, couldn't you do this for half the price?
Yeah, artificer.
Are you an artificer? Yeah. Yeah, artificer. Everyone pile on the artificer.
Wait, could I not? Wait, could I?
Not even there.
That's what I'm wondering.
Wait, yeah. My proficiency bonus is doubled with any ability check that uses your proficiency with a tool. With these tools or artisan's tools in hand, you can magically create one set of non-magical tools, and they vanish when you use this feature again. And I am proficient in smith tools! I could
Ooh,
be silvering our weapons.
Yeah, but you need the facilities. That's the issue now.
No, I just have a sil. I just make smith tools, and then I
use this house.
Forge.
No, just use.
If you need fire,
yeah,
use the house.
Yeah, your house. You got a house, yeah. Right?
I don't have a smithing.
You need proper ventilation. You need clamps. You need a forge.
Clamps. That's my nickname, you yutz.
All right. If they have absolutely no idea how to find me, I we can figure that out just to end the session if we want. I mean,
listen, I just want to dip my tip.
We will pick up. We will pick up
let me
what
dip
I.
My bow staff tip.
She just wants to dip the tip. Just the tip. Just the tip.
So.
We're gonna do a little temple.
You know what? I'm not even gonna look for these guys. I'm gonna go to the Temple of Lathander because that's funny to me.
So does Bambi not want to go to a bank?
Wait, but does. What? Like, I mean, yeah, I would go to a bank. Timora, though, seems like a.
Are we robbing
it? They have a lot of money. Maybe they would change my money out for me. I don't know.
Well, Timora is not exactly what you'd call a gambling hall.
Oh.
It's more of a gambling den.
But I'm not a gambler. I just
what?
Want.
What does that mean?
Oh, they absolutely gamble in a temple of Timora.
Debauchery.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'll go to a bank. Yeah, we can go to.
Gabe's like,
to
what's
to
a bank? What's a bank?
It's a house of money?
House of money.
It was
tell
dead for
about
a while.
House of monies.
Hold on, Thanks hold on. Explain what... No.
You're
going to get killed in water deep.
Well, no, because I've been gone a long time, right? Have there been advances in society? Like, is this a new thing?
It's like moneylenders.
Like letting you know, like letting people marry their automatons. Like, is that allowed or
The financial services industry has improved to a point where we now have something.
You're not here, Darla.
NFTs.
We're not there. And frankly, if you were, I would cut you down.
I know. That's why it's funny.
We have non-fungible turtles. And what's turtles?
Just right. You can't touch them, but they are there. And they are your friend.
Does Bambi know what compound interest is?
Yes,
Bambi. I think Harua has banks and has compound interest.
Yes, Bambi does indeed.
If Gabe had a bank account before he left and there was compound interest, oh my god.
Oh, what if Gabe could be our
But he just
daddy?
Said he didn't know what a bank was.
Yes, well, they didn't have banks 300 years ago. What do you want?
Might have not been called a bank yet.
Well, wait, where did you leave your money, Gabe?
That's our show, folks. Thanks for joining us.
Well done.
But it's 11 o'clock. We gotta go.
Bye.
Sorry.
Where's your money, Gabe?
No.
Gabe's like, I don't know. Suddenly, I can't tell time.
See ya.
Sun's getting real low, big guy.
Yeah, my sundial thing here.
Yeah, it only doesn't work.